Every strong king needs an equally strong queen. Someone who matches his value. Someone who has the ability to soften his battle-hardened heart. Someone to love with the primal, fiery passion of a warrior king. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, so stick around. Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to living a fully optimized life as a man. Oh my God, why is it just for men? Because that's what we do here on the Warrior Kings Podcast. Inspire men all over the world to live fully optimized, leveled up lives. So if that's something you're into, definitely subscribe to this channel and this podcast. But hey, everybody's welcome to listen. If you're a lady and you're listening to this, I don't blame you. But you should know that I'm married, so chill out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm talking about. If it's your first time here, welcome. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five. And I say mostly all the things that most men don't want to hear. So if that's not something you're into, definitely don't subscribe to this channel. Don't subscribe to this podcast. Just get out of here. But if it is, if you want to level up every aspect of your life as a man, you're in the right place. So we just got back from a break. It was like a week and some change break. And that's because we had two hurricanes where I'm at. It's been kind of crazy, but that's okay. We're back. We're better than ever. And I'm ready to get into some real stuff with you. So yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to talk to you today. And if you missed the last couple episodes, we're in a little series right now that expands on the chapters of my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. So either you've read that book, or you're gonna read that book, or you've never read it before, this episode is for everybody. It just kind of expands on the topics in those chapters. It's not like you would have to read that book. You know, don't ever read it if that's your thing. If you're not into reading books, never read my book. But these episodes are expanding on the chapters of that book. And just so you guys know, I'm testing a new cover for that book, Warrior King. It's available right now on Amazon. The new cover, so it's either sticking around or it's not. But if you want to grab a copy of that while it's up for your bookshelf, for your collection, it's available right now. It's like a dark blue cover with like a Marcus Aurelius style wise king looking figure with a new font and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. I like it, but we're gonna see if people like it. So grab a copy of that if you don't have it yet. And while we're talking about news and what's going on, the mailing list is up now. I mentioned the mailing list last time I made an episode, and that mailing list is up now. There's a link to it in the description if you want some exclusive content, some weekly updates, some weekly inspirations sent straight to your email. That mailing list is up now, so I'm really excited to start sending out those emails. You know, I'm more of a writer than I am a speaker. This podcast is actually an expansion of my book, Warrior King. Before I started this podcast, I was just an author, and I wanted to reach men in that way. I write science fiction, I write fantasy, and I write nonfiction books about masculinity and leveling up your life as a man. So in those emails, I'll have the opportunity to write to you as well as speaking to you on these podcast episodes, and that will inspire you to level up your life. It's at least that's my hope, is that I will be able to inspire men in that way as well. So definitely sign up for that. In other Warrior King news, I mentioned before that I wanted to put up a Patreon to put exclusive episodes, behind the scenes content, extra material and resources on there for you, and that Patreon is coming soon. We're hard at work on making that happen, so look forward to that. If you're one of those guys that just wants to go full force and just focus on leveling up your life, that Patreon is going to be exclusive just for you. Content that nobody else has unless they are subscribed to that Patreon. I promise it won't be anywhere else. It will be just for you. Those who are committed to fully leveling up your lives, that Patreon is on the way. And I have a really big announcement coming up here shortly. I'm going to mention it in the middle of the episode. And I'm really, really excited for this one, guys. So stick around for it. But for now, let's get right into the episode. I've noticed something since starting this podcast. Being in a space where I talk about masculinity and what it means to be a man and all that, there are really two sides of the audience that I get to experience. On one side, you have the men that want to be honorable, respectable, righteous, successful men. And on the other side, you have the red pill guys. And I don't have a better name for that. That's just kind of, from lack of a better term, that's what we're going to call it, the red pill guys. And these guys have been convinced that love is dead, marriage is dead, and all women are evil. And they watch this very biased content where they take a few examples and spin it in a way that has you believe that all women are a certain way. All women are like that. For example, they'll do podcast episodes where they have women on who are OnlyFans models, strippers, sex workers, years, that sort of thing. And they interview them, and these women say crazy things. And then they spin it in a way that's like, see, I told you, all women are evil. And I'm not denying the fact that we live in a different time where women are very different from the traditional women of the past. I'm aware that that's a thing, but we're all different now. Like, these are crazy times that we're living in. The point that I want to make is that good women, honorable women, high value women still exist. And you know what? I'll take that a step further for you, Junior. Marriage isn't dead, love isn't dead, and not all women are evil. You know, I did an episode a while back about not getting married until you know that she's the one. And I got a lot of messages from a lot of guys saying, this is terrible advice. My ex left me. She took everything. I got divorced, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, sounds like you married the wrong woman. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. And there's another limiting belief, or as I like to call them, life-ruining fictitious mental constructs, that says manly men shouldn't be loving or romantic. That tough men, strong men, shouldn't have time for feelings. And right now, I want to read you an excerpt from my book, Warrior King, so pay attention. The lover is in you and is one with the warrior. The same heart that would charge into battle and swing an axe into an enemy's face is the same heart that blossoms into love with a gentle kiss on the lips of a beautiful woman. The same heart that leads with strength and courage and backs down to no man is the same heart that feels joy in making funny faces at a child just to see their smile. The same heart of a warrior to be a warrior king and never back down from being at the top is the same heart that opens in loving surrender to God. If you've never seen the movie 300, I don't know what you're doing with your life, bro. But what is the first thing that Leonidas does when he realizes that he is about to die? He thinks of his wife and he cries out, my queen, knowing and realizing that he will never see her again. And that moment in that movie cuts me all the way to my core. As John Eldridge puts it in his book, Wild at Heart, deep in his heart, every man longs for a battle to fight, an adventure to live, and a beauty to rescue. Truly loving a woman and truly loving her deeply is inherently part of us as men. Whether you acknowledge it or not, your spirit longs for that. It's not getting married because that's what you were supposed to do at a certain juncture in your life. Living in a cookie cutter house, never having any intimacy together at all. Barely even knowing the person that you're married to, just waiting for a divorce. No, it's truly, deeply loving a woman. I asked AI what the top 10 questions are that men have before committing to a long relationship, a serious relationship, or a marriage. And I'm going to address those questions right now. Let's get into it. Number one, am I ready for this level of commitment? This is actually a good question, because if the answer you come up with is no, then the answer is no. And that's one of the reasons that personal development is so critical, because you being the best version of yourself doesn't just benefit you, it benefits the people in your life as well, everyone around you. And if you're not ready to be fully committed to a woman, you shouldn't be forcing that. So I think this is a very important question for every man to ask before they commit to a long-term relationship or even a marriage with a woman. Because if you're not ready for that level of commitment, ultimately she's the one who suffers. And you should definitely consider that. You should definitely consider her above yourself. Question number two, is she the right person for me? Also a critically important question to answer. If you've been here for a while, you know how critically important I believe that it is to make sure that she is the one before you get married. You should have similar values and goals and an outlook on life, right? If you can't see yourself wanting to hang out with her every day, and if you don't love everything about her, that's not going to change just because you put a ring on your finger. And what they call red flags, those don't go away just because you get married. They're still going to be there. And that's not to say that the right one doesn't exist or that true love doesn't exist, because it does exist. Question three, can I see a future with her? The same concepts apply. She should be the one that you want to spend your future with. She should be possibly the main aspect of that vision. It's like the artist or the poet and his muse, the inspiration. She should inspire you to be better. She should be the inspiration for the empire that you want to build. She should be your queen. Number four, am I financially ready to support a family? I know this could be a fear, but really, man, it all kind of works out. Love should come first. Love isn't analytical or premeditated. And as with all things in life, if you are waiting until you're ready, you will be waiting forever. If it's right, and if she's the one, if you've determined that she is the one for you, just dive in. It'll work itself out, man. Trust me. Question five, how will this affect my freedom and independence? AI says, many men wonder how marriage or a long-term relationship will change their ability to make personal decisions and pursue individual goals without as much flexibility. And this goes back to making sure that she's the one before you commit. Like I said, you should have aligned goals and a similar vision for the future, where you're going, what your goals and dreams are. And if she's holding you back from that, she's probably not the one. If she is affecting your ability to make personal decisions or pursue your individual goals, she is probably not the one. Question 6, do we share the same values and life goals? I feel like we're repeating ourselves here a little bit, but these things need to align on a pretty high level. For example, if you're a man who values traditional dynamics and roles, and she's a vegan feminist activist, it's probably not going to work out, man. I'm just going to be honest with you. My wife and I share the same dreams, visions of the future, aspirations, and we have the same beliefs about both life and the spiritual. This is why we are best friends and why we're so happy in our marriage. Question 7, will I be happy in the long run? If she is the right woman, and if she is there to nurture you and take care of you, and if you are there to nurture her and take care of her, then yes, you will be happy in the long run. If you marry the wrong woman, someone who makes you miserable, no. Question 8, how do we handle conflict? And this is where my big announcement comes in. I am so excited to tell you guys about this today. At the beginning of 2024, my New Year's episode, I told you guys that this year I would be writing a new book. And I'm very happy to tell you guys that it is now available for pre-order January 1st, 2025. That book is for pre-order right now in ebook. And the title of that book is Warrior Husband: How to Be a Better Husband and Save Your Marriage. And while that's the title, this isn't just a book for men who want to save their marriage that's failing, but it's a book for husbands in general. If you want to have a happy, thriving marriage, if you want to be the best husband that you possibly can be for your wife and for your family, if you want to be the best man that you can be, this book is essential. I put everything that I've learned over the years about marriage, relationships, and how to make them thrive into this one book. And I'm not trying to boast here, but I'm calling it. I am an expert in this field. I have spent countless hours studying marriage and relationships. I've spent countless hours studying communication and intimacy with women. If you want to level up your relationship or your marriage like never before, I want this book in your hands. And I'm releasing it on January 1st to kick off the year right and get our shit together. It's available for pre-order right now on Amazon in ebook. And I'm going to put a link for it in the description of this podcast episode. The physical version of that book will be available to order on the release date, January 1st. But if you want to make sure that you have it first, if you want to get that book right away on January 1st and get started before you get the physical version of the book, or if you prefer ebook, it's available for pre-order right now and will be delivered to your Kindle app on the release day. And if you're not signed up for my mailing list, make sure you head over and do that as well, because I'm going to be sending out sneak peeks of content from that book, as well as reminders and updates about the book launch. So get on that mailing list, bro. I'm also going to be putting together a book launch team to ensure the success of this book. So if you're interested in being a part of that, stay tuned and I'll be getting information about that soon. And that will give you an opportunity to be a part of the book and the book launch process. And I don't know if you guys know me, but I love community and collaboration. So definitely want you on that team. And when it comes to conflict resolution in relationships, there's a whole multi-level chapter dedicated to just that in this book. And I want you guys to know that back in the day, I was the worst with that. I was a huge arguer, huge conflict person in my relationships. I was with a lady for 10 years, did all the wrong things. So this is all coming from my own personal experience. Now living the marriage of my dreams with my beautiful wife, how I handle conflict resolution as a wise, honorable man who has taken myself from a total piece of crap into living my dream life, being a super awesome guy. And I want that for you. So definitely look forward to this book. Again, that's Warrior Husband: How to Be a Better Husband and Save Your Marriage by Michael Riggs. Question 9, is she supportive of my personal growth and ambitions? This is a very important question to ask. I can tell you that one of the top things that I love about my wife, and one of the things that made me fall so madly in love with her, is how supportive she is of my dreams and ambitions. I have pursued all kinds of wacky things before as an entrepreneur, and all of those things she thought were the coolest thing that she had ever heard, and she supported me 100%. And one of the things that I hated most about my past 10-year relationship is that she thought everything that I did, everything that I pursued, was embarrassing or stupid. And that is not love. You want to be with someone who supports you and believes in you. And if she doesn't support you or believe in you, she is not the one. And question 10, am I afraid of making this commitment and why? And AI says, finally, men may question if any fear they have about commitment stems from valid concerns about the relationship or deeper personal issues like fear of vulnerability, past trauma, or societal pressure. I believe in order to answer this question, one would need to answer the 9 questions that came before it. Dang, that's good. I came up with that? If everything aligns, if she is the right one for you and you are still afraid, it could be that you have some deeper personal issues. It could be that you have fear of vulnerability. It could be that you have past trauma that you need to work through. Or it could be the societal pressure. Like I said, most men don't even believe in true love or marriage anymore. So it's likely that you have received some of the same brainwashing as well. And I think that you should do some inner work to deprogram that. And y'all have heard me say it before. Marriage doesn't have to be hard. It can be the best thing that you've ever done in your life. If it's right, if it's with the right woman, and if it's for the right reasons. But remember, you are a king and she is your queen. So she must have the value of a queen. Know your worth, know your value, and never settle for less than you deserve. And when the time comes when you have found the one, do not be afraid. It is only a part of your adventure as a king. Do you have questions about marriage, relationships, or intimacy with women? I would love to hear from you to answer those questions in future episodes. So don't be afraid to reach out, whether it's in the comments, an email, a direct message. If you find me somewhere, I'm all over the place. But if you can find a way to get in contact with me, actually one of the best ways to get in contact with me directly is on the Buy Me a Coffee link, buymeacoffee.com/warriorking. It doesn't have an S. It's just buymeacoffee.com/warriorking. That's a great way to get in touch with me, but I would love to answer your questions on some future episodes. Always looking for new things to talk about, always looking to help guys like you. That is my mission. And those of you who have asked questions before in the comments, I haven't forgotten about you. We're getting to them one at a time, and I appreciate you guys so much for being here. And yeah, I hope that you guys got something out of this episode today. I hope that this inspired you to either be a better husband, be a better lover, or, you know, have a little bit more courage when it comes to stepping into a relationship with a woman, trying to find the one. I'm telling you, man, true love does exist. The one does exist. She is out there, and it is part of being a strong man. Don't let anybody ever try to convince you that loving a woman is, whatever it is. It is the greatest adventure that you can go on, to find the one and love her deeply. And you know what? If it fails, if it doesn't work out, at least you tried, man. At least you did it. At least you went on that adventure. You have that life experience. At least you lived that much while you were alive. And life is short, man. You're going to die. Did you know that? Love a woman, man. Get out there and just love a woman. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was good to talk to you guys today. Get out there, level up every aspect of your life. Get better and better each and every single day. I love you. I'm proud of you. And there are great things in store for you in this life. A life of overflowing abundance awaits you. I truly, truly believe that. You listening to this right now, there's a life of abundance waiting for you. All you have to do is decide to make the change. Thank you guys, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.